In cooperation with Tucson Values Teachers, Arizona Public Media presents Teachers' Voices. BioMe is short for Biodiversity, From Molecules to Ecosystems. It's a project designed to spark young students' interest in bioscience by partnering science grad students at the U of A with K-12 teachers. This week, we'll hear from Rebecca Lipson, who teaches at Miles Exploratory Learning Center, and her BioMe partner, entomology grad student Victoria Miranda. Victoria begins by describing what it was like on her first day in Rebecca's classroom.
Yeah, so I walk into Miles, and first of all, I'm from the north, so I've never seen a courtyard-style school. There's gardens everywhere, there's lots of life beyond the kids, and I walk into Rebecca's classroom. They're crazy, running around, making bio bottles. So they're recycling these old 2-liter soda bottles and putting whatever they need to in order for this bottle to live. And you've got kids running out, come with me to the pond. I'm like, ponds? Ponds at school? And they've got ponds full of fish and lots of life. And I could see that my experience was going to be really hands-on all the time. And I really liked that because I think that something that's missing for a lot of children is that connection to nature. And I saw that Rebecca valued it too. So I thought we would be good to go. Great partners.
Yeah, it ended up being great. And thinking about the bio bottles, in this past year, there was a point, maybe not quite halfway through the year, where you brought in buckets of water and little macroinvertebrates and plants from a local wash. And we kind of made our own aquarium that was all this local flora and fauna in a riparian ecosystem in the classroom.
Yeah.
And so it became kind of our own big bio bottle to watch throughout the year and see all the different changes that happened.
We went out to Tenka Verde Falls, and my friend went with me and hauled out the water, the gravel, all the pieces of life that we'd found. And most people aren't familiar with all of those little creatures that are living and thriving in standing pools of water. And I'm like, okay, I want to bring all 105 kids out to see this. This is so cool. But I can't, so why not bring it to them? I mean, we started off with physics, and so we were talking about dragonfly larvae and how they can push water through their bodies, and it allows them to move in the other direction. So we're just introducing Isaac Newton with dragonfly movement in water, which is cool. It's a lot better than a ball flying through the air.
And the kids were so fascinated to watch that aquarium as it changed, and suddenly there weren't as many bugs in there because the fish had eaten them all. And then we started to get to see things decompose and see those changes that really happen in nature that many of them hadn't seen before. So
yeah,
it's very exciting.
That was teacher Rebecca Lipson and entomology grad student Victoria Miranda.